USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is reiterating his claim that the 2020 election was rigged.
Most people understand what happened. That was a rigged election, and it's a shame that we had to go through it. It's very bad for our country. All over the world, they looked at it.
Making those comments during Wednesday's CNN town hall event in New Hampshire, Trump noting that he would suspend talk of election fraud during his run for president next year, unless he sees election fraud. The top Democrat in the U.S. Senate is claiming that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is the only top congressional leader left willing to leave a debt default on the table as a standoff continues with President Biden over the issue. At the same time, Biden is taking time to warn of the consequences of a default.
8 million Americans would lose their jobs, including 400,000 New Yorkers alone. Our economy would fall into recession, and our international reputation would be damaged in the extreme.
While speaking at a community college in New York, the president accused what he called extreme Republicans of holding the economy hostage. Congress needs to raise the debt limit before June. It's going to be a mess at the U.S.-Mexico border beginning Thursday when Title 42 expires. At least that is the prediction of one top Biden administration official.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is warning that the next few days and weeks will be difficult.
Even after nearly 2 years of preparation, we expect to see large numbers of encounters at our southern border in the days and weeks after May 11th.
Title 42 was the COVID-era immigration policy that expedited deportations. Already, migrants are crossing the border, but this man said it's no picnic.
This is not humane. They failed to provide basic welcome and infrastructure.
Mayorkas warning immigrants to only use legal pathways to enter the U.S. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The COVID-19 public health emergency is officially over. Florida Hospital Association's Mary Mayhew says it does not mean COVID-19 has gone away.
We never should be letting our guard down about some of the concerns of future strains.
The end of the state of emergency also means the end of Title 42, that law allowing the U.S. to deny asylum and migration claims for public health reasons. Uncle Sam's also transitioning COVID vaccines and treatments to the commercial market. Thursday will be the last day to have COVID tests covered by insurance. Americans with health insurance were able to receive up to 8 at-home COVID tests a month for free since January 2022. That is no longer the case as of Thursday. California Senator Dianne Feinstein's back on Capitol Hill. The Democrat returned Wednesday after a months-long absence due to a bout with shingles as she continues to deal with complications as part of her recovery. Her absence has stalled a Senate committee's confirmation of a number of President Biden's judicial nominees. And a panel of FDA advisors is recommending a birth control pill be made available for over-the-counter sales. Two FDA advisory panels voted unanimously to recommend the birth control pill called Opill to be made available without a prescription. It'd become the first such pill available over-the-counter, a final decision on it expected by the FDA this summer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.